Hey everybody, welcome back to Look at the Book. Today we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. We're going to be looking at the subject of the temptation. And temptations come to all of us. No one is exempt, not even Jesus was exempt. Satan has a goal, and his goal is found in John chapter 10, verse number 10, where it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." If we could know his avenues, if we could know how he attacks us, it would help us greatly. And maybe we could use those things to help us avoid many of his traps. So what are these avenues that he uses? Well, let's read Genesis 3, 1 through 5. "The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor touch it, lest you die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Well, I want us to first notice something that this says. It says that Satan is very cunning. Listen to Paul's warning in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil," or the tricks or deceits of the devil. "We do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Satan comes changing just a little bit, trying to make his way sound better. "Has God not said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" That's not what God said at all, was it? No, he said they could eat of every tree except for one. And then Satan changes one word. "When you eat of that tree, you shall not surely die." But instead of dying, watch what he offers. "Your eyes will be opened. You will be like God." You know, Satan always has this great thing that he offers. Oh, temptation and sin will be so much fun. But you notice he never tells the consequences of those actions. Here he makes it sound like if you sin, nothing's going to happen. But all of our actions have consequences. Now notice the pattern Satan uses here. It's the same pattern he used on Jesus to tempt him in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. It is the same pattern he uses today. His idea is, why change something as long as it's working? And his plan and his pattern and his strategy has been working for years and years and years and years. Let's look at it. Verse 1, Satan questions God's word. "Has God said, you shall not eat of every tree?" Satan wants to create doubt in our minds. When he came to Jesus and tempted him, he said, "If you are the Son of Man, if you are the Son of Man, if you are the..." See, trying to create doubt in the mind of Jesus of who he really is. Then in verse 4, we see Satan denies God's word. "You won't surely die. He's not going to kill you if you eat of this fruit." And Satan then substitutes its own word. "You'll be better off. You'll actually be like God." What a benefit that will be, right? This same strategy is used over and over and over. Listen to 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world," now watch this, "the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." It's of Satan. "And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Romans will tell us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But John 3:16 will tell us that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to die on a cross that we might have forgiveness. Satan wants to steal, to kill, and destroy, as we saw in John 10:10. But the last part of John 10:10 says Jesus wants to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Let me encourage all of us. Hold strong to the Lord. Avoid temptation. Avoid sin. Cling to God, and he will cling to us. You know, in James it says, resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to us. Thanks for being here today. Hope to see you next time.